Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. CrazyGirlProducts.com carries unique pheromone-infused products that make you feel sexy and confident. I'm crazy about their wannabe naked shave cream. It's made perfectly for your more intimate areas. No shave bumps or ingrown hairs. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off at CrazyGirlProducts.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. where you can listen to all the podcasts. You can also easily subscribe on iTunes, and you can email me all your questions to feedback@sexwithemily.com. I swear I read all your emails, and I'm actually working on a system where you're actually going to get actual responses from all those emails. I mean, not all of them, but you'll get, you know, I would want you to know, and I want to acknowledge the fact that you're emailing me. It's one of the things that kills me, because I know that you all take the time and you send really important questions, and I try to answer them on my show, and I just love my listeners. And damn, we've had so many so many numbers of people listening. The numbers are going crazy. So thank you everyone for listening to Sex with Emily and supporting the show and telling your friends about it. If I never think about it, but really, if you like it, bring it up to your friends. It's improved your sex life, your relationships. Let people know, because, we'd like to keep this show free, and I'd love to get more listeners and all that stuff. So thanks everyone. I appreciate it. I'm here with Anderson tonight. What up, Anderson?
Yo.
Yo, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging with you on Halloween.
That's pretty good, right?
It's fantastic.
Okay, you can't tell what I am yet, but I'm going to be a sexy slash zombie. No, I'm going to be a zombie.
Are you going to be a zombie?
I have like stuff to put all over me. Gauze. Everyone look at my website. I'll post a picture. Or my Facebook or my Twitter, which is Sex with Emily. I have gauze and I have makeup, but I didn't have time because I had meetings and I was in traffic. So
you could be a mummy?
I could be a mummy. Cover up my mouth.
Zombies do a whole lot of gauze, unless like right before they die, they're getting medical treatment.
Because
medical
we're doing Loveline after. Let's talk about why I have to be a seance.
Because our video guy, Rune, is incredibly annoying. That's why. That's the only reason why.
I'm the newest one here, so I feel like, I had to dress up. I do Loveline, you guys. Everyone who's listening, I do the Loveline radio show on Thursday nights. It's a podcast if it doesn't play in your city live on terrestrial radio. Anyway, it's after this, and we were told to dress up. And Anderson's saying it's a farce.
It's not a farce. It's not like the toga party where like we tell the one guy that it's a toga party, right, and then it's not.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to wear my dress, but I'm not going to go too crazy.
We have a guy, and without talking badly about Rune, I'd like to first say that I say all the things that I'm about to say right now to Rune's face.
Okay, good.
So he's a little odd. He's very different.
He's different. He's very challenging and sweet. He's his own person. Let's just say that. He's definitely his own person. And I appreciate that about him. I appreciate it about everyone here. Okay, so this week, today's show, we're going to be giving you some – we're going to be reading your emails, because we get so many emails that we love hearing and answering. But there's also we've got a list of a few things that you never would have guessed about sex by Time Magazine. Shocking facts. There's 12 of them. I'm not sure we're going to get to all of them. And then I'd like to give you a little bit of some oral sex tips and stuff like that. So there's a lot going on here tonight. And the next thing is I have to talk about are your balls. Okay, so here's the deal. How are your balls feeling at this moment if you have balls? Are they clean? Are they dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown with you? Do you know what I'm saying? So you guys have been hearing me talking about this for a while. I started EmilyandTony.com. I launched a new product called Down Under Comfort. I think Anderson's probably wearing it right now. And
I
the
am.
Thing is, it's not even that your balls are that bad, okay? I'm sure they're fine. You showered in the morning. But you might be wondering why I'm not getting enough oral sex or my partner's not paying enough attention on there. It could be because you're not as fresh as you were when you showered at 8 a.m. And this just like is a cream to a powder formula that keeps you fresh and smells amazing. And it's all organic and happy, right? And you like it. EmilyandTony.com. Go there and check it out. Use coupon code Emily. Get 20% off your first purchase. If you love me, you love the show, you'd love to support all the my product that I gave birth to.
Also, plus, your ladies going to love you too.
My ladies are going to love you too. Yeah, your ladies are going to love you. And women can also use it under their breasts, anywhere you sweat. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that. So there was in Time Magazine, it said, it was talking about the things that you never would have guessed about sex. And so I thought some of these were really interesting because some of them I've known, but some of them I thought, God, we should really talk about this. I should share this with you if you want to improve your sex life. So here's one. Studies indicate that orgasms can enhance a woman's ability to be creative, confident, and productive. So if you're one of these women who I hear from all the time who is sitting around not having an orgasm, because you're either on some kind of medication or you don't think it's important anymore or you're not making time to pleasure yourself or you're not with your partner having an orgasm, you'd be way more free and creative and confident and productive with your life if you just had orgasms. So if that isn't reason enough to masturbate, I think you should. Okay, another fact here, a new sex fact, is that sitting in chairs can be arousing for some women due to the pressure of being exerted on their arousal tissues, such as the vagina, the clitoris, and the anus. I don't know. I don't get aroused sitting around in chairs. Have you heard this before, Anderson? Every woman would be sitting around like having crazy orgasms or something.
Well, don't most ladies sit down quite a bit anyways? Wouldn't
I'm
they be
just
orgasming?
Sitting down for years. I wish I would have an orgasm just
most
sitting
people
down.
Do. I mean, every time you're in the car in traffic, I would
Yeah,
think.
But women, it's rubbing like the trifecta here. So.
My dad, who was a bit of a filthy man, if you recall, he told me that I should, hey, how dare you, that the only advice he ever gave me was to go to Sweden, Stockholm, Sweden, before I get married, which I did not do. But he always had this idea of putting a bass speaker underneath the passenger seats
right.
For that when the ladies get in, he'd turn up the bass and give it to them.
Oh, my, really?
So that would make sense, yeah. Can you imagine that? Like,
oh,
having...
it was like, the bass, totally.
Right.
No, that would make sense. The bass would do it. A vibrating seat. I love your dad.
Yeah,
he was so innovative. That. What a dirty old man. It's amazing.
Hey, why is there not an app or something where you can put your phone between your legs and set it to the vibrate mode and have somebody actually manipulate the vibrations in like from New York while you're in LA.
There is.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so there's actually a few things that are available right now under that, but there is something on the market, Oh My Bod, which I love. Everyone go to ohmybod.com and or go to my, I think, I don't know what the word, anyway, they make vibrators that play along to the music. So they make vibrating panties, it plays along to your iPhone, all your music, and your partner can control it, the vibrator. But there's
We actually had one of these hanging around the studio once.
Yeah, they're amazing. I love them, and they have all these great products. So check them out and tell them that Emily sent you.
Wait, okay. The idea with the panties is you go to like a club or something, and you're kind of getting a little stimuli with the music beat. Goes with the beat, too, right?
Exactly. So here's the thing about them. I've used them before, and I've had actually a lot of emails lately, people asking me. If you want to buy some, go to goodvibes.com, use coupon code Emily, and you get 20% off. Any friggin' toy you want at Good Vibes. So anyway, they have vibrating panties. I think they have the club vibe by Oh My Bod. So what happened was this guy, I got them because, of course, you know I get all the sex toys, and I put the vibrator in my pants. In my panties, it comes with black little panties. It fits everybody. It does, actually. And then I put the vibrator. It's like comfortable. It has a little pocket for it. And then he has the remote control that's connected to his iPhone, and it's playing music all night when he wants to. We're at a party, and it's vibrating in my panties.
So you could be at a totally different place.
Yeah. I could be talking to, like, the mayor, you know?
Not thinking about him at all.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like a little...
Yeah.
Think about it. It's really cool. Oh, I like that.
I think it's great foreplay.
Do they have a lock on there so you can lock it on a lady her keep it?
I don't know if you could do that. I don't know. That's pretty advanced. But anyway, I think that it's hot. It's foreplay. People are like, oh, you know, what do you mean by I'm going to leave like foreplay all day? And how come we don't want to go home and just have sex? Well, what if you turned her on all night long? Then maybe she'd go home and have sex with you.
I like the idea of like me being out of town and my wife's at home sleeping in bed. And like in the middle of the night, I can just give her a little.
Exactly. Do you like that? That's hot, right?
It's kind of
fun.
That's
a great way to stay connected. Okay, we should take a call. Okay, here's the thing. We are on Thursday nights between 8:30 and 9:30 Pacific Standard Time. We are taking calls for this podcast at 1-800-LOVE-191. Hi, Peter. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for calling. You're calling with one of my favorite questions about oral sex. So talk to me.
Right?
I love oral sex. I mean, I just think I love men that want to know about it.
I've been following you forever, first of all.
Really?
Not forever, but ever since I've been on Twitter. I used to send you tweets all the time.
Did I ever respond?
What? I need universal oral sex questions.
Okay.
Because every girl is different.
Every girl is different. Exactly. So
there should be universal rules for no matter what girl.
But
you
here's
know
the problem.
Like.
Here's the problem, Peter. There are no universal rules. Women are like snowflakes. So each clitoris, each vagina is completely different.
Wait, there is universal rules.
No, there's not.
Yeah, you got to pay attention.
Okay.
That's the main
one.
Okay,
you want the universal rules. Okay, ready? Each one's different. However, there are some main rules. Okay, thank you, Anderson. Would you like to take over sex with Anderson?
No,
pay attention. Like, ask her what she likes. Ask her what feels good. Ask her, you know, does this feel good what I'm doing to you? Don't go right for the clitoris. That's another thing. Women need to be warmed up. So I'd say the first tip is to start with kissing her.
Can I cut you off? Because I do watch. I am subscribed to you on YouTube.
Okay.
So I know the rules. You always have to go around the clitoris before you actually go for the clitoris.
Right. So what's your specific question then? Do you have any more?
So I mean, whatever you can give me,
okay.
I will hold on to it.
Okay. So I would
say. What does Emily like?
What do I like? Oh, well.
It just got creepy.
This got kind of creepy. I guess it's Halloween. I like slow. A lot of women like it slow. I like the tease. I cannot emphasize enough. Whatever you do, like teaser, because part of what makes sex, Peter, and maybe you'll agree with me, so amazing is the anticipation. You know the time there's that hot girl and you're dying to sleep with her and finally sleep together and you're like, you know what? It was actually more exciting before we slept together. But sometimes the anticipation is just as good as the sex. So you want to, you know, anticipate the pleasure. And so you want to delay it as much as possible. So I say touch her over her underwear. Like, don't rip her panties off right away. And get creative and just make her till she's almost like begging for it. Like, to touch her over her panties, around her thighs, and just tease her, tease her, tease her. How's that? That's a good one, right? And then fingers are optional. Some women like fingers, some women don't. So you have to try it out. You have to like kind of ease in and be like, how does that feel? So ask her.
Trial and error.
Exactly. And then, it's not going to, and also it's not going to take you 2 minutes. It might take you 19. It might take you 30. Can you do that, Peter?
It can go either way. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Okay. You're welcome. Well,
have a good night. Thank
bye.
You.
Bye. See, the problem is I can talk about oral sex all night long. In fact, I had some other tips that I was going to go to. Yeah.
What were they?
Well, I was going to go to some other oral sex tips eventually in the show, and it's funny that Peter called in with oral sex tips. Did you think those were accurate?
I could only partially listen because I was dealing with other stuff.
Oh, my God. What other stuff is going on? Okay, so I'm going to go back to some of the facts. Then we're going to go back to oral sex tips. It's a very busy night. Here's the thing. These are some amazing sex facts that you might not have known. And this one actually was the most upsetting to me, Anderson. Wearing high heels can negatively affect a woman's ability to orgasm. Now, you've known me for a while now. I've never, ever, I don't own anything that's less, any heels that are less than 3 inches. And mostly I wear 5-inch heels when I go out. So that could mean that heels are made.
You always have a whip with you as well.
Exactly. Some heels are made to mimic the arch in a woman's pelvis during orgasm. It causes the pelvic floor to contract while wearing heels. It can lessen the ability of the pelvic floor to be contracted. To contract during sex.
Wait a minute, I don't understand this. Are they saying that if you wear heels all the time, your body's contorting
in
different ways?
You're less likely to orgasm. I don't really believe that.
Call bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's one of those studies where, like, 6 months from now or 6 years from now, they'll say, oh, you know what? High heels makes you orgasm way more.
I know. I'm just telling you that I read this and I was upset, and I choose not to believe it. I choose not to believe that it's scientific.
I look
proof.
At girls with high heels and I assume that they're orgasming a lot more
exactly.
often than not.
I feel much sexier wearing heels and much – it's not even that I'm worried that I'm so short because I'm pretty short. It's that I just feel better. I feel more confident in heels. And fuck it. You know, I have orgasms anyway, so I'm not really worried about this. But this is for other people, right? Okay. These are for your other people who are having problems with your high heels. Okay. So maintaining – oh, okay. This is good. Maintaining adequate hydration enhances your ability to orgasm.
Well, it enhances your ability to live and walk.
Right.
And
hydration,
everything.
Exactly, yeah. is the key to life. You need to be hydrated for everything. But people so easily don't drink enough water. So if you're also not orgasming, you can drink more water.
And I think most of us are probably most dehydrated right after like working out very hard or probably being hungover in the morning.
Exactly.
Imagine trying to orgasm when you're hungover. It's tough.
No, a lot of guys, my ex-boyfriend, he only wanted to have sex when he was hungover. Not only,
what?
But especially. He was like, that was the only way he could get over his hangover. He wanted to have sex all day. And I was like, oh, really? I'm not hungover. Because I don't drink that much. So I'd never be as hungover as he was. So I think I have sex with him once and he like still smelled like alcohol. Like, gross. I hate that. That's my least favorite kind of sex. So a lot of guys, I do think like that. Because they're like, well, I really can't do anything else today. I might as
Maybe
well have sex.
That was his thing, was like degradation. And he liked to like to be all gross and slovenly on top of you.
No, he didn't even know he was gross and slovenly. That's the problem. And that's why he's my ex.
When I get hungover, I'm very needy. And I want to make sure that she knows that I love her. And that I'm like a little boy.
Aww,
like, mommy. You know,
because
I feel like so worthless and helpless. And
right.
I feel shame, too, from all the drinking from the night before.
Oh, okay.
It's this whole cycle.
Really? So you don't go after what you want.
That's a different show.
That is a different show. We should talk about that. So you don't go – so you feel bad. So he never felt guilty. He just took and took and took sex from me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm way over him. But speaking of boyfriends – not boyfriends. Oh, my God. I hate that word. Speaking of people
I've
dated –
what word do you hate?
I hate the word boyfriend.
Why?
He's my boyfriend. Like, who cares?
What about the word panties? Yeah, it's okay.
I used panties because they're actually called vibrating panties earlier.
You don't like that word?
Oh, you mean like in what context?
Just like, hey, your panties are cute. Hey, you going to want to go buy some new panties today?
Yeah, I like it. It's really? Kind of sexy, kind of dirty, kind of
My
weird.
Wife hates it.
It's like I could see it being like your panties.
Like, what are you going to call them? Underwears?
Do you remember that Seinfeld? Okay, I'm going off on a tangent. Do you remember the Seinfeld when he was trying to talk dirty to that woman and he really offended her? And he said, because he's never done it before, and he said, well, how about the panties? He's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go put on the – grab your panties that your mother laid out for you the night before.
Oh, yeah. It was Costanza, right?
Yeah. No. Was it Costanza?
Was it Costanza?
No, I think it was
Jerry
Seinfeld.
Was it Jerry?
And she freaked out. She said, that's creepy. Why are you bringing my mom into dirty talk? It was friggin' hilarious. So panties, I think, are kind of a weird word, but, you know, I use them. Like,
hey, you ever done a show on dirty talk?
Hundreds of them.
I should know that.
No,
I'm sorry.
But here's the thing. I do have thousands of Sex with Emily shows, which, by the way, you can probably get 300 of them on iTunes. And I should someday just release like a golden, like a huge set of them and downloadable. But I'll do that one day. The point is I've done a lot of shows in Dirty Talk and it's very useful. Like it's a good tool, I think, because now people are dirty texting too, which is different, but still are in bed. Dirty Talk. One of the first rules of Dirty Talk
is texting Dirty Talk in bed.
People are texting, sexting. But no, I'm just backing up to dirty language. Is that if you're uncomfortable with Dirty Talk, you can just start by saying like the easiest, like Dirty Talk 101 is like explain something that's happening in the moment. So be like, baby, that feels so good the way your hands are wrapped around my ass or whatever. Or I can't wait for you to be inside me. Just like describe things. Use description words.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then you could start throwing in other things. So just start there.
Yeah, you got to start small before right. you drop in.
Exactly, baby. So just check out my podcast on that, you know, on iTunes. Something about Dirty Talk. I've talked about it. Oh, and I blog post about it and probably videos. Okay, so last week's show, we had Jeff on from Promescent. He is the CEO of a company called Promescent, which is the only FDA treatment to last longer in bed. It's a desensitizing spray that won't transfer to your partner, right? It's a spray, and you go to my website, click on Promescent. So anyway, it's like the only thing that prevents premature ejaculation, FDA approved. The point is, it's desensitizing. It doesn't transfer your partner. She doesn't know you're using it. But here's the thing that's so amazing. So I got this email because we talked about this last week on the show about like, because it's not only premature ejaculation. Like guys here are like, oh, I didn't last a minute. But it's been so amazing, Anderson, because I've gotten all these emails from people who are like, because what we talked about was that you might just not last as long as you want because there's a big arousal gap. So a lot of times a woman lasts like it takes a woman, let's say, average 19 minutes to orgasm.
Is that really the average?
Yeah, or like 16. Nah, between 16 and 19. And it takes
you need
a guy,
to tell Drew that, because Drew usually says after 15 minutes, most women are bored.
No.
And I always thought he was crazy.
He's crazy. I'll tell him tonight. So then women, so men are like 6 to 8 minutes. So there's this gap. So what if you're a dude that lasts 6 minutes, but your girlfriend would like if you lasted 15, if you spray this on you, you can last till 15. So it's not like you even have to be premature ejaculator. You can just last longer and feel everything the same. It's
like
sort
the
of
sleep
a miracle
number bed. You got to figure out your different numbers and meet in the middle.
Exactly. So that's been cool because since last week on Promescent, I got all these interesting emails from people who ordered it and liked it and all that stuff. So I just wanted to share that with you people. Okay. So now, oh, clitoris. Speaking of clitorises, as we were earlier with the caller, this is more about those facts that I'm giving you. The clitoris is actually a much larger organ than many believe it to be. So there's been all these studies lately about the clitoris. And that is, oh, I'm hydrating a lot. That means I'll be able to orgasm tonight.
You getting ready for later?
Yep. Most consider the clitoris to be the external button stimulated during sex, right? They just think it's like that little thing.
Little bean.
Little bean. However,
little man
it's
boat.
Much larger, exactly. It's a much larger organ extending about 9 centimeters into the pelvic region. The external button is called the glans. The entire organ encompasses the vagina in a hugging motion when a woman becomes excited, which is why they've always been had a hard time like distinguishing between like the G-spot and the PC muscles and the – or the, especially the G-spot orgasm and the clitoral orgasm because they're all kind of connected. Like I feel sensations all over. Like I can't sometimes tell the difference. So that's just interesting that your clitoris is not just the little bean. It's all those areas around you, which it can feel good to like put pressure on your pelvic floor muscles. And
so that goes back to what you were saying before is just move around and explore around there too. I like how you got all these European studies too.
Right?
That's a European study, right?
It
with
is?
The centimeters, I'm
assuming.
Oh,
centimeters. Yeah, you're right. Well, the Europeans, you know, they're into sex.
Like the tongue too. It's kind of related. You can only see like 1/3 of your tongue. 2/3 of your tongue actually is like way down in your throat. You never even see it. But
exactly.
Your tongue is way
exactly.
back there.
Exactly. It's a whole thing. You're so right, Anderson. Very, very similar. Okay. So that – I've also got a little bit of sex in the news. So this – I got this in my inbox. Kind of depressing email. It said that divorced people are more likely to die from preventable accidents than married people, according to a new study from sociologists at University of Pennsylvania. So an American study. It adds a whole new whole new layer to the meaning of dying alone. And I'm like, but this, it didn't say like why. Like why would divorced people, like is it because they're like drunk more and they're driving off the road or they're making bad choices because they never got remarried? I think this study is so silly. Like why would divorced people get in more accidents?
Because they're out doing things that married men aren't, which is sitting on the couch and yelling at their kids.
Well, it doesn't say divorced and never remarried. That's true. Maybe they're just out more. Guys with kids are home surfing porn.
And guys that are divorced are getting earrings and red Corvettes, convertibles.
Exactly.
And speeding in them.
Right. Totally. Okay. I got it. So that's maybe what it is. So I just thought that I would bring you those facts. And I'm also going to, I'll give you some more because today's show was going to be a little bit about some oral sex tips, but then I also want to get your emails. And since I started earlier with our caller, I will give you a little bit more oral sex tips. So the first thing is tease. Because you guys, you go way too fast for it. Like slow down everything, go five times slower than you think you should. And get your tongue technique down. Once you get there with the clitoris, when you begin licking it, start soft. Always start softer than you think. Focus on the clitoral hood located just above the clitoris. You can alternate wide licks, small licks. Just find out what she wants, right? Like figure out what feels good to her because every woman is going to be different. This is the part where you have to do a lot of work. You can also use a vibrator if she can't. Not a lot of women, no matter what you do to her goddamn clitoris, if you stay down there for 6 days, she might not have an orgasm.
Yeah, and don't be intimidated or afraid of the vibrator. I hear
so many girls
call in saying that I brought out a vibrator and he got really mad.
Oh, all the time they call in to Loveline. Yeah. I'm like, really?
Stop that.
Because your boyfriend's an idiot because he doesn't realize that the vibrator is actually his new best friend because it's so much less work for him.
Especially for the lazy man, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, the lazy man who's drunk. Whatever, here's your vibrator, babe. It's like, big thing happened this week. Speaking of vibrators is I always talk about the Mimi, M-I-M-I. You can get it, goodvibes.com, coupon code Emily. Go to my website or whatever you want to do to find it. But I think it's my favorite one to use during intercourse because it looks like a little stone. But now they have a new one. It's like the Mimi 2. I don't know if they call it the 2, but it's improved and it thumps and it vibrates. And it's freaking awesome and it's quiet and you can just hold it over your clitoris and have crazy orgasms.
I think a lot of dudes like get upset. They think it's a size thing, and it has nothing to do with size.
This one looks like a pebble.
It doesn't matter how big your dick is or small it is. It's never going to be able to vibrate.
No, okay? never.
So don't worry. It's about the motion.
Exactly. It's about the motion. And here's another cool thing, another little trick for you. If she's using one of these small little vibrators on her clitoris, you could also put your tongue down there, and your tongue will actually start to vibrate against the vibrator. So, and it doesn't feel weird to you, but it feels really freaking good to her.
Feels a little weird.
You could also...
Don't let it hit your teeth.
No, don't let it hit your teeth. You could also put your fingers inside of her and then have the vibrator there too, and then your fingers will start to vibrate. So when you say you can't become a human vibrator, you can
do alongside it. Yeah, exactly. You guys could team up. Another trick that I've heard of people doing is both hands are free a lot of time. You can hold her hand and kind of get the idea of what she likes and what she doesn't like with what she's doing with her hand. She likes something, she's probably going to squeeze.
Right.
I've heard people. Talking.
Yeah. You heard that she squeezes or she goes, oh, yeah. Baby.
Right.
Pay attention. Another great trick if you were starting out with clitoris or oral sex 101 or wanting to know how to please her 101 or him is mutual masturbation. That's one of my favorite things that couples can do together because you can each lie there and pleasure yourself, get into it, and then your partner can see exactly what it is that you do that makes you have an orgasm. And then they can mimic that. Kind of pressure, speed, motion when they're going down on you. It's like free information. Why isn't everyone doing it?
Once a month is a good opportunity to do something like that.
What, during her period, you mean?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Or you just really want a blowjob, don't you? Or you'd like her to masturbate too?
I've heard of girlfriends saying, hey, it's blowjob week.
Wow, those are good girlfriends.
Those aren't girlfriends I marry, though.
No?
No.
Why? Don't
life
you want
is to more than sex. I know it's sex with Emily, but come on.
I'm saying they say that also on the flip side, Anderson, people get married and women stop giving blowjobs. I don't believe that's okay. I believe that some women do.
If there was a study done on two subjects and I was one of those subjects and my wife was the other, that would be 100% accurate.
No more blowjobs after marriage?
No, just not as many.
So you've been married
a
year.
If she ever hears this, I'm dead.
She won't. I'll just send it to her next week, but I won't tell her that it's from.
No, they've diminished for sure. They're used for. Payments of things. If you
oh
do
my
this,
God,
you
Anderson, you're my biggest. That's my biggest nightmare. Really, like she's like once you rake the leaves or
she doesn't have me do like menial things. It's usually like helping her with like studies because she's in graduate school now, and I'm a fantastic writer.
Are you?
And she sucks. Yeah. So she's like, if you help me with this paper, you're gonna get phenomenal.
Oh my God. So does she?
Yeah, she kind of pays off sometimes. Oh my God, she's gonna kill me. What am I? I
she
gotta
does.
Stop
okay, we'll stop talking about her. But let's just talk about women. Okay, so then I'm not wrong that this is the there's one man in the room and he is saying what I've heard. A lot of women don't perform oral sex, and there's so many reasons why you should. I think that women, if you don't like it, like why don't you like it? Maybe they need like a mask strip. MASQUE. Check it out on my website. It makes oral sex
for some
taste
women
like a milkshake.
It's
what
just
do you think?
Like clinical, I think it's like they're just doing it to. They don't really enjoy. The other enjoyment on the other side. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? They don't enjoy like when you ejaculate?
Yeah, they don't really like that. There's some girls that just, they just want to, you know, finish the job. That's why it's called a job, I guess.
But that's the negative. That's what people say. And I just think, I understand that some women and men, some men don't like the vagina. Some men are like, I don't even want to get near it. I don't want to perform. It's fine. And that guy should be with the woman who doesn't like the penis and want to give oral sex. But I think if you get confident with the penis and you have so much fun with it. Like, blowjobs are fun. They can be fun, I think. But if you have some reason because you're busy with the kids or life and you just have no time and you actually think you're not good at it, you should just call me. I'll tell you what to do.
Would you like to have a penis?
For a day.
For one day?
A long weekend. I'd love to have a penis. I would just sit down. I would masturbate. I'd watch porn. I would try to have sex with as many people as I could.
That's what every girl says. Like, if I had a penis, I would try and have sex with everything
all
the time.
Everything.
It's like, yeah.
Or I would just masturbate and watch porn. I would probably have sex with you. Who'd I have sex with?
Why can't you masturbate and watch porn now, though? I mean, what's the difference?
I don't know. I think I'd be something interested in something different with my penis. You know why? I guess I was thinking that I'd take on some certain characteristics of a male, which would be one who watches television, which I never do.
And tries to bang everything.
I could certainly, I think I've gone through phases where I never tried to bang everything, but everything has tried to bang me. And then I sometimes have acquiesced to banging it more in my life.
You just get like, you're like, you just can't fend them off anymore.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh my God, there's so many men. I'll just bang them off. Yeah, but not lately. I mean, I bang people. Oh, speaking of banging, I'm all over the place. People, I swear, you are getting good information in between my anecdotes. So there's this new guy that I've been...
Banging.
Thank you. That's what I always say. I'm like, can't we just be banging and not have to label it, dude? It's just, it's fairly new-ish. But he told his 90-year-old conservative father, who lives in another state, that he's dating a woman who has a show called Sex with Emily. And all this guy that I've been banging has seen on my website is the impressive part, I guess, is what this is how he explained it to me, was it says Sex with Emily, Dr. Emily Morris, host of this, been on all these TV shows. He thought it looked impressive. However, what his 90-year-old father, who's conservative, saw was
zeroed in
Joanna Angel. The first post was Joanna Angel teaches anal sex seminar on the anal on the Sex with Emily show. It was last week's podcast.
100% accurate.
So that was his first entree into this new chick that his son is banging, is that there's anal sex seminars happening on our website. He's like, no, Dad, dude, no. She's a nice Jewish girl, I swear.
At least it's not reversed, though. At least it's not like, you know, he's not the girl and you're the guy. Because I think, is that wrong to say?
What do you mean?
Like if he was the chick in the relationship and she told her 90-year-old dad that she's dating this new guy and he does a little homework and it's all about anal sex and how to do it, he would immediately know that his daughter is getting hammered in the ass.
Right.
That's, you know what I mean?
Right. So he probably thinks that his son is hammering me in the ass.
Right. Which he could be proud of. 90 or not, he should be happy about that, right?
Oh, my God. The whole thing was just embarrassing. I mean, whatever. It's my life. But it's funny because people are always asking me, like, is it hard to date men? Is it hard to whatever? Because of what you do for a living. I'm like, no. Nah. I mean, yes, some men are intimidated. They're not the ones I want to date. But things like this, like the first time you tell the parent, I thought it was funny. Okay. Fingers. In your oral sex history, Anderson, of being with women, I assume that you've been with women before your wife because you don't have to talk about your wife. But do you feel like most women like fingers during oral sex or they don't?
What's worse? Is she tunes in and she hears me talking about other chicks or her?
I don't know. What's worse? Okay, how about just hypothetically what you've heard people?
What I've heard people do what now?
Forget it, Anderson.
No, come back.
Okay, do you, when you're performing oral sex on a woman, do you use fingers?
Yeah, well, it's like if they like it, some like it a lot, some don't. Yeah. So and that other free hand, I'm telling you, that free hand, usually I use a left hand, and whatever her hand is doing to my hand, I can read that. If you pay attention, you can read what she's liking. She'll start gripping you if it feels really good. And if it's not, then she'll kind of like loosen the grip a little bit. The hand communication with that hand.
It's true.
It lets me know what I should do.
Right, that's true. That's good. That's good that you guys have that communication.
Not her. Other girls too. Because a lot of women don't like to say what they want. And you guys should all just tell the dudes what you like.
Yeah. Thank you, Anderson.
Guys are going to like that. They're going to think it's hot. And it's going to be beneficial to you.
Thank you. I've been saying it for 8 years, 9 years. How long have I been doing the show? Seriously, people? Women, why would you go through life? This is for my female listeners who I love. I love you all. Why would you go through life not having the best sex that you could possibly have? Okay? And all you have to do is masturbate, figure out what feels good, do it a lot because your body's always changing. So sometimes you orgasm one way, another way, whatever. And then once you get this information, which is very important and enjoyable, I'm not asking you to go do your taxes to like sign up for Quicken or something. I'm saying go home and masturbate. Then you can explain this to your partner. And you can say, hey, babe, you know what? I really like when I use lots of lubricant. Lubricant is, I prefer lubricant during sex, for example. And use your fingers over my clitoris while we use this wedge cushion under my ass so my pelvis is, whatever it is. Tell them what the hell you like. Because then you'll be having the sex life that you want, that you deserve. And nobody should be having bad sex for very long.
Life's too short. It's like getting a grilled cheese sandwich every day.
Getting grilled cheese every single day.
You know, and you order something else off the menu, something you want.
Exactly. But I don't understand why women and men don't talk about it. It's like women, I think, are afraid. There's like, maybe this is just old school, but they think they're going to be judged. The guy's going to think she's slutty because she's asking for what she wants. So she knows herself so well that makes her too confident.
I think there's that, Emily. And I think that also, especially nowadays, there's so many dudes that are insecure about the sex. There's so much porn. There's so much like what they do. I think they're afraid of hurting the guy's feelings or making him think that he's not doing it right. A lot of guys are such pussies nowadays.
They are. They like don't want to ask for directions when they're on the road and you're lost.
Well, that's always been the case.
Right. So it makes sense. They don't want to ask directions when they're lost on a road trip and or anywhere. And they don't want to ask directions in the bedroom. They don't want to hear it either because they feel like they're failing.
Right.
Right. So, okay, this is all wrong, people. If you just start, communication is a lubrication. And by talking to your partner about sex. And here's the thing. I know it's really hard if you've never talked about it. Like, I know couples who've been together for 10 years, 20 years, they've never even talked about it. Maybe they're having great sex. That's fine. But some great ways to talk about it are just like, hey, so what's your you could play the game of a would you rather. Hey, babe. So would you rather, if you had any choice, you had to give up one thing, would you rather have oral sex for the rest of your life, or would you rather have sex with me or whatever? I don't know. That's a bad example. Would you rather would you rather have sex on a beach, or would you rather have sex on a balcony? Would you rather have a clitoral orgasm, or whatever it is? Ask questions, play a game. That's one thing. You could also say, babe, I had just a fantasy about you. I was thinking about how hot you looked that night when we went out and you were wearing that negligee or whatever. Negligee. That, and she could say to you, and you could say, babe, what do you fantasize about? And she could say, well, I was thinking about whatever. I mean, they're just like, it doesn't have to be a whole heavy conversation. Or it can just be like, you know, what do you like when I do that? I could tell you seemed to really into the way I was licking you last night. You know, ask her breakfast. Was that good? And she'd be like, well, sometimes go a little softer. It's not that hard, right, Anderson? Why is it so hard for people? I'm trying to explain it. It's just like, to me, it's just like, just do it. It's like ripping off a Band-Aid.
I think a lot of people, it's like sex, are a completely different person than they are in their real life. And when it comes to sex, they just kind of shut down and they just do, because people get, they still get so embarrassed about things, especially the ladies.
I know. The ladies do, because they're afraid that you don't want to be down there maybe, or they're, you know, and a lot of guys just really don't, or they don't know what they're doing, or they are like, oh, I'm going to perform oral sex on you, and they go down for 3 minutes and like nothing happens and we didn't even know that you were there. Okay, so fingers, what I was going to say is some women want you to complete all your attention, 100% focus on the clitoris and that area. Other women love it when you stick a finger or two inside the vagina while giving them cunnilingus. Again, you just have to start by teasing around her clitoris and then stick one or two fingers inside her and make a come hither motion with your fingers. So, because this is where the G-spot, it's only a couple inches inside the vagina on the upper wall.
Is there always a G-spot? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, a lot of women have a G-spot.
A lot of them, but a lot don't too.
Because
if a guy thinks that every woman does and he's trying to find one on somebody who doesn't, he could hurt him.
He could hurt her. It's true. So this is just with the, this is the G-spot. I don't know. He could hurt her if he goes hard and starts, you know, but some women like it really hard. They just want to be fingered really hard. Do that. But I'm saying try, start off slowly and gently. And so basically the G-spot, it's only if she has one, which many women do. It's a couple inches inside the vagina on the upper wall. It's a ribbed bump the size of a bean. So you continue making the come hither motion while you lick and suck her clitoris. Place pressure lightly on her abdomen. That's for women who like G-spot stimulation. You can also stick your fingers in, like I said, and not even do the G-spot. Just stick your fingers in. Play around. But if she likes
it. It's been said 1,000 times, but they're all different, right? What you should do is she should figure out what she likes. And after like not too long, you should know what she likes and then you're right. Good to go. You know how to drive the car.
Exactly. And she, if a woman's listening to this and she's not, doesn't really know if she can have G-spot orgasm, a lot of times it's not going to happen because the guy's penis hits you the right way or his fingers. It's going to happen through masturbation, which is why goodvibes.com has so many amazing G-spot vibrators. Shoot, there's this new one that I just tried the other night. I have to find it. Hold on. I'm going to go
online. Is there like a detector that where you could find the G-spot? Or could you go to gynecologists
tell
me where my G-spot is?
I used to joke that my next iPhone app was going to be the G-spot locator.
Like I'm picturing the old man on the beach looking for coins with the metal detector.
Right.
But there could be like maybe something that vibrates that like you hold it over until it actually ding, 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 ding. Like,
yeah,
there it is.
Exactly. Because most people can't, the G-spot is elusive. It's true. But women have to do the work. So there's this new G-spot vibrator.
It's like Bigfoot to me.
It is, right?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, a lot of women, like I've told this, I mean, you could tune out now if you heard me say this, because I know I've said it so many times, but to me it's so powerful that my best friend in college spent 30 days masturbating because she never had an orgasm every single day. And she finally had one like the third week, but it was like only from like trying and trying and trying. So what I'm saying is now we have so many toys that could even help you. So Good Vibes sent me the Slender G waterproof vibrator. Use coupon code Emily and you get like 15-20% off. Anyway, it was really cool. And it was just for the G-spot. And it was like waterproof and rubbery and cool. And it hit the G-spot and it vibrated really well.
Hey, have you talked about your intern who has never
had
an
orgasm? Oh my God, I was just going to bring that up. Okay, so I have a new intern. She's 19. And I have 2 new interns. Lindsay's here too. Love Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. Welcome on board. Okay, and then my other intern. I don't know if she's going to use her name yet through this whole thing. But she might. But the point is, she came over. I didn't know how old she was. She's getting school credit. And she's in my apartment for the first time with Kelsey, my assistant, and we're going through what goes on and talking about orgasms, of course, and a new shipment of sex toys came in. I said, oh, we do intern sex toy review day. You're welcome to get anything you want and whatever. And she's like, well, I've never had an orgasm. And we were like, oh, really? And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, okay. So have you masturbated? She's like, no, just only once. But she's had sex.
She showed me the picture of the box that you sent her home with. It was like she was Rambo and you just geared her up with all the grenades and bullets and ammunition.
I was like, come to with get her me, that orgasm. Young women, follow me into my garage that's filled with sex toys. So I gave her a beginner, like a bullet vibrator, like a pocket rocket to start with. I also gave her, I gave her the butterfly kiss from Good Vibes because that's like a really nice soft one. I gave her lubricant. I gave her, oh my God, so much stuff I don't even remember. She had it all sitting there. I gave her a massage candle, one of my candles. You guys, I made these amazing massage candles that turn into warm massage oil that you can pour on your partner, and it's really hot for massage. So you should buy those at emilyandtony.com.
I concur.
Well.
I love those things.
I know. They smell amazing too. But anyway, so I gave her a bunch of stuff, and now I don't want to say this 100% confirmed, but she has agreed to do a chronicle of 30 days to achieve orgasm. So she's going to blog and write or video, not like her masturbating, but every day her journey towards an orgasm.
You know what you should do is lock her in a box with like a little hole where you can put food in and stuff, and she doesn't get to come out until she actually achieves.
Yeah, that sounds just like what I'm all about.
No, it'd be good for the internet, though. People
would
tune in.
It would be good for the internet. How would we put her in a glass box?
Well, of course. It would have to be glass.
Oh, that was your point.
Well, yeah, I mean, we
I just thought
we
were
going
to lock her up and torture her.
No,
she'd be like the woman in the plastic bubble trying to have an orgasm. I don't know.
The girl in the plastic bubble. I like it.
Do you remember the boy in the plastic bubble?
Of course I do. It was John Travolta,
right? The girl in the plastic bubble. Right. She just sit there and orgasm all day. But we'll have to cover up. Like, I don't want it to be, like, salacious. Although, I bet people would pay to watch this online. We should set up a webcam. However, I don't want her to get into creepy weird. Like, I want her to cover herself.
No, you're not trying to take her down that road. No. Maybe we talk to Joanna Angel about it.
Joanna Angel, you're right. That was a fun show with her.
Wait, she would have to be in the box until she doesn't have an orgasm for 24 hours.
Exactly.
So that's
no, I'm not putting my intern in a box, okay? That's exploitation, people.
All right. You're no fun.
But it was a really good idea. So anyway, anything for content. So check out our YouTube channel and subscribe to it because we're going to be doing a lot more YouTube videos. So go to YouTube and put in Sex with Emily, just like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. It's all Sex with Emily. And if you want to get, I don't know, I don't want to like bribe you, but if you want to kind of win some free stuff, we give a lot of stuff away. Sometimes I just give it away. And you want to get sex tips every single day that will improve your sex life, you should subscribe to one or all of those things. Because I don't just post stupid pictures on Instagram. I post pictures of vibrators actually doing things that you might be interested in and whatnot.
What?
Yeah, I do.
How? Like what?
Like okay, there's this new vibrator called the Stronic Eins, E-I-N-S. You can, again, all at goodvibes.com. And it thrusts. It doesn't vibrate. So it's on my Instagram, a little video of it doing.
Oh, and it just goes back and forth.
It's like a penis.
For the ultra lazy dude.
Yeah, ultra lazy dude.
Or the ultra lazy
girl. I'm
not
even
going
to bang my wife tonight. I'm just going to get out the Stronic Eins. It's kind of big, but it's pretty cool. It's getting a ton of hype. Because that's what I love. That's why I get all these sex toys, because people want me to try them out.
What's it called?
The Stronic. It's by Fun Factory.
Sounds like it's by IKEA.
I know.
The what?
It's a Stronic Eins, E-I-N-S. So it's S-T-R-O-N-I-C, and then it's E-I-N-S.
I'm just picturing like a fat, lazy slob sitting on the couch holding it over in between his wife's legs, watching sports, drinking a beer.
It doesn't thrust that hard. But it's cool. I mean, people are loving it. So again, good vibe. I keep saying this, but goodvibes.com. Keep on going, Emily. Go buy yourself some pretty things. One more thing that I have to say here, Anderson. We're going to go in a minute, but I want everyone to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I want you to review it because here's the thing. I'm trying to run a business and I don't remember to ask everyone to do these things that are important. So apparently it's important if you review it on iTunes. And then I want you to listen to my podcasts. Oh, I'm going to be the keynote speaker at the AVN Adult Video Awards in Las Vegas in January.
Have you been?
No, have you?
No, but I read like a 55-page essay by Robert Foster Wallace when he went a few years ago, and interesting is the word I would use.
Really? Well, it's all a bunch of porn stars and stuff. But
yeah.
I'm not actually the keynote of the awards. I'm the keynote of the convention. It's like a big – so if we're going to be giving away free tickets on the show if people want to go. It's like a total spectacle. So that's coming up in a few weeks as well. And I think we're good, Anderson, here. I'm going to bring – next week we'll have a really great show for you too. And we've got – hundreds of shows on the interweb, on my website, sexwithemily.com, and on like I said, iTunes. Anderson, what's up with you? Anything that you'd like podcasts that they can listen to?
Oh, yeah, yours? The Film Vault. Every week we do the
He's
Film
Vault.
He's
not just a pretty face. So what's your podcast?
The Film Vault and the After Disaster. But you know what I bet the listener would want after all this oral sex talk? And I feel like a creep asking it, but I'm just thinking for the listeners. They probably would like to know how you like the old oral sex there.
But didn't I tell the caller earlier a little bit?
Perhaps, but I was busy doing other stuff. Remember?
Oh, you missed it.
Well, I should let you know a little secret. Drew and his wife are actually listening right now. Because they're in New York. They're doing the love line.
They're not listening.
Yeah, they kind of are. They're having a good time with it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're so not listening. Okay, so oral sex, I did to the caller, gave him some tips. And all I can say is that there's no universals, that you have to slow down and ask her what she likes.
And be careful of that clitoris.
Don't rush in the clitoris. And don't go from zero to... We can't go from zero to 60 like men can, right?
I think a lot of dudes, they find the clitoris. They're like, there it is. Let's have fun with it.
And yeah, exactly. Like, and we're like, what? You even got home? I didn't even see you walk in the goddamn door and you're trying to go down on me and I'm not even turned on. So we talked about all this on the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hi, I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. What if giving oral sex tasted like strawberries or chocolate? Mask makes these delicious strips like a breath strip, only better. They make oral sex taste like chocolate, strawberry, watermelon, or mango. Make sex more pleasurable for you and your partner by going to sexualflavors.com.